Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Hello.
Hello, my friend. How are you? It is 11 p.m. GMT.
Okay. It's so hard for me to figure out the whole time zone thing. It's funny, and I apologize.
Fair.
But, you know, that's, we over here in the U.S., you know, we don't have college education, free college, so we're a little, challenged.
Apparently, you don't have clocks either, or calculators.
Yeah. Well, you know, since the advent of the cell phone, yeah, there's a serious shortage of clocks. Right. Exactly.
Yes, this is the end.
Clocks and common sense at a premium over here. Just saying, you know, America.
America, we don't have brains. All we have is film. And we just go.
Hey, your sound is coming in and out a little bit. Do you have earphones in or?
Oh, is it?
Right. Wait a minute.
I'm in the dark just now. I give me a second.
Literally or figuratively?
Literally. What do you think this is?
Literally. I can't see a fucking thing. I literally can't.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's breast butter. I can't believe it. You like a cheese?
I can't believe the butter's all over my breast. That's what I mean.
You like the cheese? I'm a like a cheese.
It gives me incredible gas. Sorry.
I hear my voice echoing now.
Give me 2 seconds. 2 seconds.
No worries.
Give myself light.
Yeah, no worries. Bear with us just a moment, people. We've got a couple people in the room, and we're just sorting out some technical difficulties. Welcome to the BBC. We're just hiring out some technical difficulties, and we will be with you in just one moment. Until then, I will leave you with this relaxing music. Hey! Yeah. Let me just do, like, the most annoying sound I can come up with, right? Yeah, and now... And now a deafening note from our sponsors. Oh, wait. Now I'm in Arkansas. I think I just turned into an Arkansas hog farmer. Wait. Come here, boy. Wait. I got you, boy. I got it. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, that was good. Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry, I feel better now. I just had to make me some bacon real quick, you know what I'm saying? Up in there slapping the hog. Bumping uglies with the ugliest of the herd. Oh, yeah, boy. Sorry, I don't know where that came from.
That was okay. I forgive you, darling.
I apologize. I did not mean to come like that, but I did mean to come. Oh, skeet, skeet.
Skeet, skeet, motherfucker, skeet, skeet.
A skeet, skeet, motherfucker, skeet, skeet. Oh, God, you know what would be hilarious is, oh, my God, like a little cartoon character kid, right? Like a little 5-year-old kid. Skeet, skeet, motherfucker.
Skate, skate, motherfucker, skate, skate, now make it British. Skate, skate, right. Motherfucker, skate, skate.
Exactly. He's got his baseball hat on backwards, right? He's got like some big old baggy shorts, some like skater shoes, some sunglasses
on. No. He's got like huge glasses and very protruding buck teeth at the same time.
Oh, there you go.
And with skate, like some big skate, motherfucker, skate, on. Skate.
Skate, skate, motherfucker, suck on this, bitch.
we've got something in a Discord server. We basically go, suck your mum, you know?
Yeah.
Suck your
suck
mother.
Suck your mama's clit, you little fucker.
or we could make it Italian. We could make it Italian. Suck your mama.
Are you suck your mama? You like a suck of your mama? I suck of the titty. I suck of the clitty. I like the nipples too.
Oh, dear.
I'm a suck of the clitty. You suck of the clitty. I'll suck of the titty. You suck of the clitty. I'll suck of the clitty. You think of the titty, I think of the clitty. You think of the clitty, I think of the titty. It's a good, it's a good. It's a good for you, it's a good for me. It's a no problem, it's a no problem.
No problem with a spaghetti bolognese and some icy cream.
It's very good. I just like to keep my testicles out of the bolognese. It's a little hot for the testicles.
But Mario, why do you put your testicles in the ice cream?
That's where the ice cream is come from. Is the testicles? It's very much a protein.
Ice cream. Testicles in the ice cream. Woohoo!
Oh, it's my ice cream. I'm a maker for you. I'm a maker right now. Oh, I'm a maker. Some ice cream. I'm a maker. Oh, mama. Oh, ice cream.
This is. Oh my God.
Tutto bene. Tutto bene. Al dente, sì.
See, that sounds like a wrestler now.
Where did you go?
I don't know, but I am in the ring now, and I am a Russian bear, and you cannot, you may be able to defeat me if you can tickle me, but I warn you, I break your fingers before you get to me, no?
That's okay, you Russian top bear, I Russian bottom bear. I fuck you to death. I take you. I come. Make you come. I make you weak. Then I get you. Yes. I fuck you to death. I bottom Russian bear. Yes.
The hair on my ass will trap you. That's what it'll do.
The hair on my ass and the dingleberries, they will tie knots around your cock.
Oh my God, no.
They will tie knots around your cock. They will be shutting off the circulation to your penis. You end up like a, you know, Mr. Bobbitt, like a Lorena Bobbitt, the husband of this Lorena Bobbitt, your penis on the lawn, because my pubic hairs with my dingleberries, they're cutting off your circulation.
No, you actually sound more like a Swedish scientist.
Oh, sure, yeah, you know, you bet your fault. We've been studying. Oops, that's of Norway, I think. Yeah, sure. Whoops, that's a little bit of Fargo,
Canadian.
Northern Dakota there.
It sounds more like Canadian.
Oh, Canadian-y. We're talking about... what are we talking about, the testicles there? Canadian-y? Right, talking about the balls.
I need to sit up here. I need to concentrate. I need to kind of...
Oh, concentrate? Concentrate, he says.
I need to sit up and stop being a wee fanny, as we say over here. A wee fanny. Now, you may say fanny as your ass, but over here it's a slang word for vagina.
Okay. Okay, you know, I need to set up over here as well. You know, I forgot to wait. But
no, I don't mean set up. I mean sit up, as in like I was lying down that whole time.
Oh right, as in set up, right? For fuck's sake! Here I am going balls deep in the wrong fucking direction the entire fucking time. I had no fucking idea. So the only way I can do a proper fucking Scottish is if I tense me entire abdomen and I'm screaming. It almost feels like I'm pushing me intestines out of me ass, having a fucking hemorrhoid.
So, are you Groundskeeper Willie now? Who knows? Interesting conversation.
Skipper Willie? Skipper Willie? I haven't heard of this Skipper Willie. Can you...
No, the janitor Willie from what's his face here, the Simpsons. That's who I'm talking about.
The Sanctions? Sanctions?
The Simpsons!
Simpsons! I'm not quite sure about it either. Not quite sure about the Simpson character you're speaking of. Not quite sure. May you tell me a little bit more about this character you are speaking of, please?
Well, he's a janitor, and he's from the bonny place of Scotland. And he's got red hair, and he asks women to grease him up. He may look old, but he's got quite a non-fatty body behind that rugged, pale exterior, you know. I'm going to sneeze,
hey.
So...
Now, would he be asking people to grease him up on the front or on the backside? Inquiring minds need to know.
It's greasing up all over. I've no idea. He's maybe hog wrestling. That's maybe where the pigs are coming back in.
It sounds like a wee bit of a sloppy mess there it was, with the grease all over it and the hogs in the pen slopping about and whatnot. I mean, oh me lord, sounds like a greasy mess. We've got some messages piling up. Wait.
We've got messages. I hear a knock
at the door. Can you get that? Can you get the door?
Okay. Hello. I'm opening the door! Stop knocking it! Hello!
Tony, you added too much flour into the pizza box!
We're making the protein pizza, yes!
Oh,
you're
well,
making the
well,
flour!
I'm going to shove the door in your face because I didn't like that attitude, but thank you very much, anyway.
Oh! Well. God damn it, there's another one at the door. Would you get that for me?
Wait a minute. Give me a second. Wait a minute, sugar. I'm just about to get this door. Hello there. How can I help?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but you could go ahead and open that there door. I believe there's somebody trying to peep in our peephole.
I'm opening the door, but it's not open.
Let me get it for you.
How many?
Gasp. That was a very low, almost disturbing voice you just did.
That was as if she was trying to be Batman.
Yeah. That's keyword, funny. Trying. Trying.
Keyword, trying. Not really getting the... Maybe a female bit, but no idea.
Not really getting there, but try putting the foot forward. And you know that's the first step in any venture, is putting the foot forward, isn't it then?
It is.
Are you here trying to make Wally sound sexy? That's the maddest thing. But it might be underneath.
It might be. Well, he was sexy. That's the thing. He goes, grease me up, woman. And then he takes his shirt and he rips it. And he's got a big old barrel chest and like a 10-pack. So, I mean, it wasn't a 10-pack of beer, but, you know, it was muscles, you know. So he was a little bit on the sexy side. Exactly.
10-pack of abs. We're talking about the pack right above the pecker. The pack above the pecker, lass.
The pecker, Peter,
Peter, paper, pick a purple, Peter, you know?
And then he swallowed.
He swallowed? What did he swallow?
Whiskey chaser.
And what?
Thank you, whiskey chaser. We've got a lovely whiskey fairy in the house. Everybody needs a whiskey fairy.
Well, it's not showing up for me that we have any messages, but there is a call button there, and it has a little one against it, and it's just like, if I'm already having a chat with someone, I'm not going to be talking to someone else, so...
How am I going to talk to you on a new phone call if I'm currently on an existing phone call? Do you see the predicament with this here situation? I'm talking to Dave, but you're calling me, telling me that you want to talk, but I'm already talking to somebody else, and that's a little bit disrespectful. You got to come correct. Now, I believe what happened is they had done made a mistake, what we call a mistake. They meant to do something else, but they did something instead. Now, what they did is they hit the wrong button. What you want to do is you don't want to hit call live, start live. You want to hit join, right? You want to join this here conversation is what you want to do. Don't be fucking with us, trying to call us. Somebody had done that to me, too. Now, I'm going to send them a message on Instagram. I'm going to tell them how to come correct. But until then, I'm just saying, God damn it, there's somebody else at the door.
Wait a minute.
Prank people with his voice. I tell them that I'm coming for them.
Allie Gasp, I would love it if you did that voice the next time Jehovah's Witnesses came to your door. And please,
now,
be playing somewhere in the background at the same time.
When I answer the phone, you know, because I'm about 78, when I answer the phone and I get that heavy breathing down the phone, I'm not really sure what to do. I mean, do I call my son? Do I call my daughter? Or is it someone looking for some sexy time? I'm not really quite sure. Not really sure at all.
Give me just one second. I'm just sending... Somebody tried to call, and he's a friend on Instagram, so I'm sending him a message because he's super funny. We need him in here, too.
Super funny, but not as funny as us.
It may be
working, darling, but I'm not really sure. This is a bit of a shambles, but it's working. It's definitely working. I can't see the messages. Working. So when any messages come up,
when any messages come up, let's just keep chatting, love. I'm just finishing up a message, and I'll be right back with us, love.
Just finishing up a message, but you pay for the cakes this time, Agnes. You pay for the cakes this time, because I paid for them last time, you know. One person is waiting in line to talk with me. I don't want to... I'm already talking. Stop trying to talk to me.
Yes, same. Somebody said they hit the wrong... So clearly somebody hit the wrong button, and it said there's a bunch of people waiting to talk with us. So people are hitting the wrong button, and instead of leaving the message, they're trying to call us directly. So people, it is the other button. So you don't want to... I forget which one it is, but there's one up high, and that one will do a phone call to us. The other one will just bring you to the conversation. Yeah. So hopefully that works, and that explains something. If not, I was talking to myself. Hey.
Mike Wazowski, don't forget your paperwork.
Mike Wazowski.
I can do me a little sling blade. I likes me them French fried potatoes.
Potatoes. See, I don't like kind of sort of like imitating like other people's voices. I mean, a lot of people like when they see do voices, it's like, oh, do that one, you know, do that one from the TV show. It's like, no.
Yeah,
just let
I'm
me create like, another 50 characters in my head, and just let me do a voice. you know. I don't
exactly.
Get it, yeah.
Let me just deal with my personal schizophrenia. Come on, this is my therapy. Don't make me be somebody that I'm not. Just let me be the 100 people that I am.
There's only like a few that I can maybe do. Like I can do a really weird Gandalf from Lord of the Rings.
You shall not pass through the baggins until you've done your homework.
You know, and that's really, really bad. I can do a really mean Wicked Witch of the West.
Nice. Who doesn't love a
Wicked Witch? I'll catch you, my pretty! Little dog, too!
Oh my god, that was fucked up. Dude, you nailed it! The laugh, especially. But, oh, that was crazy.
But I love doing a nice cackle. So if I'm doing like a male villain voice, it's like I let it linger a little bit. But I also do like the female version as well. So I go and people say, "Oh, Disney villain," and it's just like, "Yeah, got you." So that's why that's in my profile.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm just leaving another quick message.
Quick message. But I can't really do, like, I don't really like imitating other people's voices, you know? It's just like people say, do Mickey Mouse 11, and I'm like, oh, friends, my name is Mickey Mouse. And it's just like, it sounds nothing like it, so I just don't do it.
Yeah, somebody did that to me last night. Exactly. Do Mickey Mouse. And I'm like, I don't know.
My name.
Exactly. I don't know. But I like creating
really
him because somebody else has already done that, right? Somebody else already was Mickey, right?
Exactly. And it's kind of like the guy that does all the Family Guy voices, he does a really good Kermit the Frog, right? A really, really good Kermit the Frog. But then on Disney Plus, the Muppets now, they have someone doing Kermit the Frog who sounds nothing like Kermit the Frog.
Really?
And it's kind of like...
He doesn't sound like Kermit at all?
No, he doesn't. It's really not easy being green with that hyponasal kind of voice, like, way down in the throat.
It's really not easy being green. You know, the only thing that helps me is, shall we say, marijuana. You know, I feel if you are what you smoked. As far as that goes, yeah.
I feel like that. I was doing a voice the other day. Someone was talking about, they had a show, it was a friend and someone else, a guy called him, This Comic's Life, called Daryl, who is a good friend. He's another funny guy. He's very, very, very good. And a girl called, a woman called Tiggy. And they were talking about who would voice their genitals. So I said it would probably be a cross between Robin Williams and Jeff Goldblum. Because they would be really, really relatively distracted and trying to get their shit together. But once they got onto something, they would go for it, and then they would go for gold, you know, and get to the finish.
Yeah.
And then Daryl said something about Gilbert Gottfried voicing her stuff. So I piped up and goes, "Hello, I'm Tiggy's vagina. Now my name's Tiggy's vagina. I'm a little bit hairy, legs akimbo, smells like oysters. Close your legs. Goodbye." And then that
that's
was fine.
Right.
And that's
you
right.
Love
it's okay.
Godfrey.
Of course.
And he comes from the soul. He just shoots from the hip. He's Gilbert Godfrey.
I'm so stressed. I'm melting. You know. And and then the next day, I shit you not, the next day, Gilbert Gottfried was on this app.
He was on last night. Some guy and I were doing a chat, and we had a couple people, and then all of a sudden Gilbert Gottfried went on, and we had one person in. It was like, wait, what happened? Oh, Gilbert Gottfried happened. I'm like, shit, I would have left too.
Well, the weird thing is, people say it's Gilbert Gottfried, F-R-E-Y. It's Gottfried, it's F-R-I-E-D. I didn't know
Fried,
that.
Okay. Godfried.
No, no, it's actually Gilbert Gottfried, and that's why people were getting mixed up. Thinking it was Gilbert Gottfrey, F-R-E-Y, it's just, I don't know. But he was on, and it was just like, one day after, But that's the only kind of sort of like voices I can do. I used to do a really good Rita Repulsa from Power Rangers, but that kind of like died. But
how'd
no,
you
I just
little bit
I
of
just...
Bill Clinton. I like to do a little Bill Clinton. You know, he's one perverted son of a bitch, that boy Bill Clinton. And you know his nickname is Hoover. And you know how he got that? Well, I love my cocaine. Yes, sir.
I like doing a good pirate. My pirate is drunk and Irish, and he continuously goes on about wizards stealing his doubloons all the time.
And there's a lot of I and R's, right? Like, he uses lots of I's and R's, right?
Only hearty, me, timbers, walk the plank, feed you to the sharks. Now the wizard. Now I've got me sail up. I've got me sail, and we're on the seven seas. Okay, we're on the seven seas. But I look for me the blooms, and there's nobody about. Okay, there's nobody about, and I'm twisting me thing to make my ship go all the time. But the wizard stole them. So we need to get to the wizard. Because X marks the spot and there's no doubloons. None at all. So
well, you know what I got to say there, boy? Is I sure would like it if you could make my wife Hillary walk the plank over there. Because she got these like pancake ass titties, and they just the flattest ass titties you ever seen. Said, like, I've been trying to get rid of her for years. I tried to learn, like, hire somebody to kill her, the Hillary, but they didn't do it. They're unsuccessful, and I'm still stuck with these goddamn pancake ass titties that Hillary's got. So I much appreciate your help as far as walking the plank goes.
Well, I would ask the sharks if they wanted some dessert. And if they were saying, why, yes, Captain Blackbeard, we want some dessert, I would take Hillary and I would make her walk off the plank and I'd go, arr! And she would be scared. She might piss herself at the same time. And she would go, wee! And the sharks would have some dessert. So that's what would happen.
Well, I sure do appreciate the sentiment, Mr. Pirate, sir. But she got one of them there anchovy pussies, so them sharks ain't gonna come nowhere near her, man. I'm telling you, boy, she drops them drawers, the flies are swarming.
Some voices do hurt, though. I'll say that. Do you ever get that you're trying to do a voice and it hurts? Like, I remember trying to do a... No, I don't like Batman. Never been a fan of Batman at all. But I do like the Joker. But
the weird thing is, I can do that Batman voice, but it hurts. Yeah, it hurts.
I don't like Heath Ledger's Joker. And I mean, people may hate me. And it's just like... the Joker that I grew up with was what was his face? The name's completely gone.
From the cartoon character?
No. The one in Batman Returns was the Joker.
Oh shit! What was that guy's name? Somebody help us out, listeners. We need your help.
I'll look it up.
All right, look that shit up. I'm gonna. Hey, wait! I think I hear somebody at the. I do. I hear somebody at the door again. I'm going to get the door.
You hear somebody at the door?
You got a little exorcism.
Was that the best?
So, you know what's funny? Speaking of Jehovah's Witnesses, so I'm a big fan of practical jokes, right? So I see the practical jokers. I see the Jehovah's Witnesses coming down the street, right? So I know, like, I got like 5 minutes. So I put on some, like, you know, super heavy, like I like the heavy, probably Slayer or something. I got like my heaviest like metal album, put that on, just cranking it blisteringly loud, right? But I waited, and then I put it on pause, right, so that I didn't want to scare them away before they got to the door. Then I went and put on an Aussie t-shirt and took my pants off. So I entered the door in boxers with an Aussie t-shirt on, cranking Slayer, Rain and Blood.
So the guy that I was looking for was Jack Nicholson. I grew up with either Adam West's version or Jack Nicholson. That's who I grew up with as the Joker. And
all right, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.